Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're studying in the book of Proverbs. Let's press on. Let's come to prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we worship you and praise you and thank you for the wonderful, good things that you do for us. We thank you for the word of the living God. We ask you to bless it as we study it today and open it to our hearts that we will learn more about what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to act and how we're supposed to treat people. And we praise you and thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're going to start in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 19 today. And it starts off saying, "The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous." In other words, evil people will bow before good people, and the wicked will bow at the gates of the godly. Now, you can also let that read, "The evil bow before the good." When you read that as "the evil bow before the good," you can take that as the devil and his demons. Because evil, which is Satan and his hosts, they will bow before good people or people that are godly. And these wicked beings, they will bow at the gates of the righteous. They have no authority over us as long as we walk in obedience to God's word. That's one of the greater things I've learned about the word of God, that Satan has no claim to me as long as I don't walk in sin. And he has to bow before me. And the word of God clearly says in Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, I can trample on him and he has to be subject to me as long as I don't walk in his world. But when you start walking in sin, that beast will beat up on you. Verse 20 says, "The poor is hated even at his own neighbor." Even hated of his own neighbor, but the rich hath many friends. Boy, is that ever a true statement. If I ever seen the poor many times are despised, even by their own neighbors. These people, that's just the way life is. While the rich have many friends. I mean, you can, if you got money, you won't have any problem having lots of friends. All you got to do is let people know you got money and you're willing to spend it, and they will be knocking down your door. They want your money, and they want to get it. So the rich will have many friends. You may not like the kind of friends they'll be, but you'll have them until you run out of money, and then they will leave you. Now, he that despiseth his neighbor sinneth, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. In other words, it's a sin to despise your neighbors. It's absolutely a sin to despise your neighbors. But you'll be blessed if you will help the poor. All you need to do is to help the poor, and when you do that, you're loaning to God. Do they not err that devise evil? But mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good. Now then, in verse 22, if you plot evil, if you go around plotting or figuring a way to do evil, the Lord says you will be lost. But if you plan good things for these people, you will be granted unfailing love and faithfulness. In other words, the things that you're going to do in life is going to determine and depend upon how long you're going to live and where you're going to walk and the blessings of prosperity that you're going to live in. All these things you're saying and your actions are going to determine where you're going to live and how you're going to live on this earth and then where you're going to spend eternity. Now, in verse 23, it says, "In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury." In other words, what's he trying to say there in verse 23? He said, work does bring forth profit, but mere talk leads to poverty. That's what he's trying to say there. If work will bring forth profit, but talk only will lead you to poverty. So, the thing about it is you need to get out there and do some work, because it says in the next verse, "The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly." In other words, if wealth is your crown for the wise man, then the effort of fools yields only folly. Now, a true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. In other words, it's a whole lot better to be a truthful witness and save people and save their lives than it is to be a false witness and be a traitor. Because both of them have their just reward. And you don't want to go the wrong way, that's for sure. Now, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Now, boy, he provides for us. Those who fear the Lord are secure. All we got to do is walk in obedience to his word and secure him and fear him, and we are secure. And he will be a place of refuge for us, his children. So you need to realize that you must fear the Lord and walk holy before him. And if you do, then you will be secure, and he will keep you from evil and the evil one from you, and you will have a great life on this earth. In verse 27, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. What's that saying? Fear of the Lord is a life-giving fountain. It offers escape from the snares of death. If you fear God and walk holy before him and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it will absolutely give you an escape path from the snares of the devil, which is death. If you don't, you're not going to be taken out of those snares of death, and you'll be pulled down. Not only will you live a life of death and destruction here on this earth, but when you die, you get to go to hell. Wow. If there's any reason to make Jesus your Lord and Savior, it's because you shouldn't want to go to hell. But I realize some people don't believe there is a hell. But let me tell you, the Word of God says there's one, and it says everybody that don't accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior is going there. Now, that doesn't make any difference who you are. I don't care who you are. I don't care what nationality, race, color, creed, or nothing else you are. If you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior by faith in his word, you shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. When you die, instead of going to be with God the Father and Jesus Christ, you shall go to be with the god of this world, which is Satan, and that's going to be in the lake of fire. And who wants to go there to spend eternity there? Don't let that devil deceive you. Life with Jesus is wonderful. So come over there and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It says, in the multitude of people, in the king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. In other words, we are doing that today. It says a growing population is a king's glory, but a dwindling nation is his doom. I think about the problems we have today because of the dwindling. Actually, we're still a very prosperous nation, but think of the millions of people that we have slaughtered in the wombs of mothers all over the world, not only just in America, but all over since abortion has become legal. Think of the children that we have killed. God will hold all these nations and all these people accountable for all these things he's done, that we've done. And it is so devastating to think. We have cut down so on the population, and wow. But it says a growing population is a king's glory, whereas a dwindling nation is his doom. What did God tell us to do? To get married, to go forth and multiply. Now, he didn't say go out there and have sex and bring kids into the world without marrying the lady first. In fact, the Word of God says no sex before marriage. And then after you get married, you make a covenant with a man and a woman. And those two are to live together forever and love and honor each other and respect each other and raise their children together. That's God's plan. And that's the way my wife and I did it. And it worked wonderfully well. Praise the Lord. Then in verse 30, it says a sound heart. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. Wow. That's an awesome statement, isn't it? Well, I missed one there in verse 29. First, I'll go over that. Those who control their anger have great understanding. Those with a hasty temper will make mistakes. So there, also in verse 29, I missed that one. But those who control their anger have great understanding, and those with a hasty temper will make mistakes. Because anytime you do something like that, then in verse 30, which I just read, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. Well, that's trying to tell us there that if you have a relaxed attitude, that will lengthen your life. But jealousy will rot away your bones. In other words, if you don't have that jealous, that sound heart in the life of your flesh, if you don't have that relaxed attitude, when it says that jealousy that you're living in will rot your bones or rot you away. In other words, what he's trying to say there, if you have that jealousy and everything, it will bring sickness and disease upon your flesh and destroy you. And he says, he that opposes the poor reproaches his maker, but he that honoreth him has mercy on the poor. In other words, if you oppose the poor, if you make fun of the poor, you're insulting God. But if you help the poor, you honor God. Now, which way do you want it? Well, I don't know about you, but I want to honor God. I certainly don't want to make the king mad. It says the wicked is driven away. The wicked is driven away is his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. Now then, the wicked are crushed by their own sins, is what that's trying to say, but the godly have a refuge when they die. What is that refuge? We get to go to heaven to be with the Lord. Wow, what a place! Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. In other words, wisdom is enshrined in your understanding heart, but wisdom is not found among fools, only the righteous, because wisdom comes from God. That's the only place you can get wisdom, and you really can't get it unless you're a born-again Christian. Now, verse 34 says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. If we are a godless nation, if we are a nation that walks in godliness, we will exalt our nation. But if we live in sin, it is a disgrace to all people. So whatever we do, let's walk with God. It says in verse 35, the king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causes shame. In other words, if the king rejoices in his good servants who know what they are doing, he's going to be angry with those who cause trouble. In other words, if you are a person that's working for someone, if you're a good servant and you're doing a good job, they're going to be wonderfully happy with you. But if you're one that's angry and wicked and causing trouble, he's not going to be happy with you. So whatever you do, do the best you can in everything. We'd like to ask you to give us a call. We have many audio and video teaching tapes, audios, DVDs, CDs, everything. We would be happy to send you an assortment of our teaching about the Word of God, free and postpaid, if you call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web and listen to the last year's worth of our teachings at www.tlsm.org. And there you can also order tapes from there, free and postpaid. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.